China's foreign ministry on Friday rejected claims made by U.S. President Donald Trump that trade negotiations on tariffs were ongoing between the two countries, adding to the uncertainty surrounding one of the world's most significant economic standoffs. Guo Jiakun, spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told reporters at a regular press briefing that the United States and China are not engaged in consultations or talks on the tariff issue. Guo also said he was unaware of any exemptions being planned for U.S. imports. The comments directly contradict assertions made by President Trump on Thursday, who stated that trade talks between Washington and Beijing were in progress. China's Commerce Ministry had previously denied such negotiations were underway. The conflicting statements underscore the growing confusion over the direction of bilateral trade relations, as both governments face pressure from businesses affected by the ongoing tariff dispute. Since April 2025, both countries have imposed multiple rounds of steep import levies. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods have risen to 145%, while China's duties on U.S. imports have reached 125%, disrupting supply chains and raising costs for companies and consumers alike. While earlier reports stated that the Trump administration was considering reductions on certain Chinese imports contingent on progress in talks, Beijing has maintained that Washington must first remove all unilateral tariffs to resolve the impasse. On the domestic front, Chinese leaders met on Friday to discuss economic strategy in light of growing external shocks, reaffirming their commitment to supporting businesses and workers affected by global trade tensions. Amid these developments, signs have emerged that Beijing may consider lifting some of its tariffs on U.S. imports, potentially signaling a softening stance as concerns grow over the broader economic impact. However, with both capitals offering conflicting narratives, a clear timeline for renewed trade talks remains elusive.